Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build.
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run! And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Okay, everybody. My name is Joseph Gibson. I hope you can hear me. I'm trying out a new headset here. If a couple of people can type in the chat room and let me know if they can hear me fine. If not, I'll disconnect this headset and go back to the old way of doing things. But hopefully you can hear me fine and there's no background noise. So I know there's a couple of people in the chat room. I know I got Bitfanker in the chat room. If you could type in there and let me know if you can hear me fine, that would be great. Or if you can't hear me, press the number one and let me know and call in. Like I said, this is a different type of headset here I'm using with my phone. And a couple of people told me that there was a lot of background noise. So I'm trying it out. I don't know if people can hear me okay or not. So, and I don't see any people typing in the chat room and letting me know if they can hear me fine or not. So, the chat room is, all right, something's going on here with the chat room. This is Blog Talk Radio, obviously screwing around. Picks up the noise real easy. So, it sounds good. All right, now I see the chat room. So, Bitbanker says it picks up real noise real easy. So, that means I have to be careful about background noise. Obviously, I don't know. I've got a few people in the chat room who are telling me right now, and Bitbanker says it sounds good, blah, 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 blah. So, hey, if it works, if it don't work, then obviously you people will call in and complain and tell me so. I don't see a couple of my supporters I would expect to see on the line tonight after this huge victory on Tuesday. We had that huge show with the captain, where my show tied in with his show. I was expecting a few others to call in tonight, and maybe we would have a celebration show that the New World Order has been temporarily defeated. I'm sure we can all agree on that. Come on. Can we not agree on that? That Hillary, the criminal Hillary, who should be in prison to this on this day, who may be in prison in the future, according to Donald Trump, he said he would appoint, if you remember, he will appoint a special prosecutor to investigate her and the Clinton Foundation during one of the debates. So, folks, we have, as of Tuesday, temporarily defeated the New World Order. And this is amazing. This is amazing. It's amazing. And I don't know where my supporter is, Mike, out in Wisconsin. I just lost Joe from Sebastian, Florida. What happened to him? I don't know. Maybe he couldn't hear me. That's why I'm asking people in the chat room if they can hear me. Okay. And before we get this technical crap out of the air with the house kind of blah, 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 we don't know. We hear you fine. Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to know. I'm dealing with a microphone here on my head. And in-ear headphones. I have not used these before. So I just wanted to make sure that they were working fine and everybody can hear me fine. I lost Joe in Sebastian, Florida. Where he went, I don't know. He dropped for some reason. I don't have Mike out in Wisconsin where he is. You know, I don't do a show, he complains, you know. And here we are on our scheduled broadcast, and we don't have him. But now that the politics issue of everything is over with, and the election is done with, what we're going to do is we're going to start scheduling guests again. I mean, we were on pins and needles for the past month, basically. And, there's Mike out in Wisconsin. He just tuned in. And then Elizabeth Rondo. I lost Joe in Sebastian, Florida. Where he went, I do not know. So I know usually he tunes in. I lost his call for some reason. I didn't hang up on him now, but I've got Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville. She pressed the number one, so we'll give her. I know she tried to get in on election night and could not for some strange reason. So I'm gonna go ahead and patch her through. Hey, Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe. Reason why I pushed one is I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Well, obviously you can. You just answered me.
All
what
right.
Do you mean
yeah,
you can't
yeah
hear
but
me?
It's just very. You keep fading. It goes low, and then I have to keep pushing my button to make it boost it up, and it doesn't work that good.
Okay, so obviously this headset is not working properly. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Something's not working
all right
properly.
All right, let's get rid of it. Okay, I'm going to disconnect it right now. Give me a minute. There. It's off. The headset's off. I don't have a reliable headset. I have computer geniuses in my family, but I can't seem to get a headset and a microphone hooked up. But anyway, that's okay. Can you hear me now clearly?
I can hear you, but it's not as loud as you used to be, you know, where you could hear good, but I can hear
yeah
you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, hey, who did you vote for? You voted on Tuesday, correct? I mean, it's irrelevant now, but you voted. Who did you vote for on Tuesday?
Trump.
Okay. So you're happy that Trump won, right?
Sure. He won because I said, let me go and vote for him, get him in.
Hey, there you go. There you go. And I got a couple people in the chat room that say, hey, the headset that I'm using is working just fine. Blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, they say it's working fine, so maybe it's your phone. But then again, I lost Joe in Sebastian, Florida. But then again, he disappears every now and then sometimes anyway, so... He can't call in. I go through the progress of patching him through, and then he disappears on me. So who knows? But Elizabeth Rondo, you voted for Trump, and tell me why? Why did you vote for Trump? Because I'm just interested in knowing why.
Because I didn't want Hillary in.
Okay. Obviously, you didn't want Hillary in. Why didn't you like Hillary? Why? Because she's a criminal and she's a liar, and we've already went through 30 years of her nonsense. Is that why?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey, that's thank you for answering that question. And if there's anyone else who wants to press 1, if they disagree with Elizabeth Rondo, you can press 1. See, I haven't been booking the shows. I need to advertise the shows. I put this show up 2 hours before we aired. And like I said, it's because of the elections and everything. But Elizabeth, if there's anything else you want to say before I mute your number, go ahead and say it. If you want to say hello to anybody, blah, 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 whatever, go ahead.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Well, thanks, Elizabeth Rondo from Yaleville, Connecticut. Press 1 again if you want to get reconnected. Thanks for voting Trump. There you go. That was Elizabeth. She tried getting in on Tuesday night, and she couldn't get through. I sent an invitation to the captain tonight, but He's not going to come on, obviously. Like I said, I scheduled the show last minute, and I promise I'm going to stop doing that, and we're going to start scheduling some guests. I have Terry LaPointe, who wants me to start getting some people on. She sent me some invitations for people, but with what was going on, you know, with the election and everything, I apologize. And when I schedule CPS thing cases or government guests, or like I had on people that were running for president, I tell people, tell me, talk about politics. And then, like my friend from Nevada, he hasn't checked in a couple months. He went out to the rally in Chicago and disappeared. He may be sitting in jail for all we know. I don't know, but I was kind of hoping to hear from him in on election night. But anyway, I got Mike from Wisconsin that wants to check in. And, Mike, what do you think? What's going on?
Hey, hi, Joe. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. When I was on the headset, could you hear me just fine?
Yeah. You were fading in and out just the hair, but, yeah, you weren't as loud as you were the last show, but it seems like it's come back. Since you
okay, well, it's the headset. Well, you get what you pay for. When you buy a $20 headset, you know, and they tell you it's going to work on your iPhone, what you get what you pay for, you know. So, I mean, I need to really invest in, you know, something that's going to work. Because right now I'm working on a phone, and I have to hold the phone to my ear. I got to type in the chat room, and it's very difficult. And, you know, what my comment earlier was, I have computer geniuses in my family, and we can't seem to figure this out, where I can, you know, have a headset on my head and talk with a microphone and still type. So I lose a lot of guests that way. But anyway, Mike, beyond the technical problems I have, what's on your mind? And hey, what do you think about Tuesday?
Well, first of all, let me say hello to Betty. I haven't heard her on in a while. It's really nice to hear her voice. And second of all, good going. She voted for Trump. There you go. She might be up in her age, but she sure has her mind and knows what's good, right, and wrong, and everything else, because, you know.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because I have wackos that I've talked to, especially in Meriden, Connecticut. I'm not mentioning any names, but people I spoke to said they supported Hillary. And we don't want to get into their names or anything, but I've heard there's some callers on the line tonight who know who I'm talking about. And these are the wackos of society that we don't need around us. But anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Well, the talk radio was, I was listening to talk radio earlier, and out here in Milwaukee, the kids college kids.
Yeah, college kids, the millennials. I already know where you're
right.
Going with this, but go ahead.
They're going, they went to class today and sat in a class and cried. And
yeah.
They had colors come down and everything else. Come on. I mean, you know.
Come on, I know. Come on. Did you see him on CNN and Fox News laying on the ground crying when they found out Hillary lost? You know? I want these people to call into this show. I want to reach out to these people on Facebook. And folks, I'll give them their say, but I really want to know why. Why they feel this way so strong that Hillary should have won. I want to know. You know what I mean? But anyway, go ahead, Mike.
What do they think their little demonstration is going to do? I mean, you know, what happens if it was the shoe was on the other foot and Trump lost? And we started doing this, they didn't do looting, but, you know, they
we all knew, Mike, that Trump was going to win. We all talked about this in shows previous, remember? 30,000 people would show up at a Trump rally and 50 people would show up at a Hillary rally. So obviously Trump was going to win. And that's what I said. If he doesn't win, then we know the damn thing is rigged. And that's what Trump said. Now, somebody typed in the chat room, Bridget Pruitt from Reidsville here. She said she didn't want Trump or Hillary. But the fact of the matter is, we're stuck with Trump right now. And if I'm going to tell you something right now. This is what Trump has proposed, Mike. The first day he has inaugurated into office, this is what he proposes. Okay? He will abolish every executive order Obama initiated during his presidency. Bam. Huge. Huge. That is huge for him to say that. He will end federal funding to every city that harbors illegal immigrants. He will end federal funding to all the major cities around the country that harbor illegal immigrants, meaning that if they're a safe haven for illegal immigrants, which there are cities around the country where they will not deport illegal immigrants. They will not deport them. He will end federal funding to those cities. Executive order. That's the executive order he will sign. Okay?
Well,
I'm
sorry to interrupt you, Joe, but the executive orders that he's going to abolish or turn around, it's only the ones that are basically illegal, I think.
Unconstitutional,
right. I mean, if they were okay to do and everything was above board, I think he's going to leave them alone.
Well, you see,
but,
really, technically, Mike, it's unconstitutional for a president to enact an executive order or sign an executive order unless it pertained to the commander-in-chief. And now we all know the federal government deals with what? They deal with the borders around the country. That is their job, to secure the borders around the country. It is their job to pertain to national security. It is not the job of the federal government to institute Trayvon Martin in Florida or to talk about, have executive orders pertaining to gun control. They cannot do that. The government cannot do that. They must sign executive orders going to war with Iraq or Afghanistan. They can't. The government cannot do that without going through Congress.
Did you see all the people that from around the world that were sending Trump, congratulations and little notes like we're ready to work with the United States again. And
that's right.
I
did. You're absolutely right. But you see, the left doesn't want that, Mike. The Hillary Clintons don't want that. The Bernie Sanders people don't want that. They want free college. They want free food. They don't want to have to work for a living. They don't want to have to go into a steel factory. They believe the government should take care of you from cradle to grave. They should take care of you. The government should give you everything you need, and you should pay for it, Mike. You, the dairy farmer, the steel worker, you should pay for the people in the cities who are unable to stand at a cash register and ring up a hamburger,
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying, Betty should be kind of, flipping around, what kind of a government is this? I mean, her parents didn't grow up. Trump went to the White House today, and did you see Obama after they came out and was talking to the press?
Report on that, Mike. I want to know about that. Report on that, please.
He treated Trump a little boy. Like,
get
I'm
away.
Your father. You're going to do what I say.
How did Trump react?
How did Trump react?
Well,
because that meeting, I was talking to somebody today, that meeting has took place longer than any other transitional meeting in history, from what Rush Limbaugh reported on today.
Two and a half hours it took.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
They were saying it was going to be 15 minutes.
Exactly.
You know why? Because I don't think Trump put up with any BS.
That's what I said, Mike. That's what I said. They were in there arguing, and they were telling Trump, this is the way it's going to be. This is the new world order, and you're going to do what we talk. And Trump was telling them, this, I'm the president. I'm the commander-in-chief. I want to get Joe Bitbanker from Meriden, Connecticut, in on this conversation, because this is an important conversation. So this is very important.
I'm going to mute out.
No, don't mute out, Mike. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. We need to discuss this. This is important. Go ahead, Bitbanker. Go ahead. Talk about what me and Mike were just talking about.
Well, good evening, Joe. Good evening, Mike. Good evening, Betty. I didn't follow the White House visit too closely. You say it's the longest in history. Now, we can go back to what I said. We can go back to the facts that I said Trump's going to win 3-1. Facts. That Trump says everything is rigged. I think their diapers are full. I don't think they thought that he was going to get the vote that he got. You noticed it was a tie. You know what? How convenient. How convenient a tie when Trump's getting 20,000, 25,000, 30,000 people, and Hillary's getting 50 and 150 at her rallies. I think it was a put-up deal, just like Trump said. But I think they've all got diarrhea now. I think Trump went to the White House. Trump's not a politician. Trump's not a politician. I know how to get from Connecticut to North Carolina, and so does everybody else. All you got to do is drive south. But you know what? Can you do it the proper way? Trump's not a politician. He was probably in the White House giving him a little flack. I think they're kissing Trump's ass. I think Hillary's concession speech and what's happening with Obama now, I think they're scared to where they're going to fill their pants. I think they're all scared to where they're going to fill their pants.
Another JFK, another Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan spoke anti-government so many times. Look at his 19. I have one of his speeches in my opening sometimes. And he spoke anti-establishment, and they did not want Reagan in there. They did not, and they said he was losing in the polls, and he beat Carter, like Trump beat Clinton. And what happened in 1981? They put a bullet in his chest and tried to kill him because who would take over after that? George Bush, the evil, evil George Bush.
That's true. And so we have to watch what Trump does, and I believe Trump is going to have a hard time accomplishing anything, especially because nobody's really on his side. He's the president, so he's going to have to work real hard. You know, he made it this far. Evidently, he's a lot smarter than they give him credit for, and you know what? They're supposed to be
pretty smart people. He's a businessman.
Yeah, exactly. So I let's just hope he does a good job. Like I said, I'm still on the fence right now. I'm kind of glad I didn't vote because I'm still on the fence. I'm still on the fence with them all. But let's see what Trump does. And it's nearing the end of my lifetime too. But maybe I'll start voting for a couple of them. You never know.
Mike, one question. What happened to Joe and Sebastian, Florida? Do you know?
I don't know.
Well, he was on the line, and he wanted to get in, and all of a sudden he disappeared. So I didn't do anything, so I don't know if he couldn't hear me. I mean, I don't know. So that's what I'm just wondering by chance.
Well, they said today on Fox News, maybe, or I think it's probably Fox because I don't watch the Clinton News Network, and
Clinton News Network. That's a good one.
Trump actually got $3 billion worth of free advertising during this run as president.
3 billion.
And how do you get that, Mike? How do you get that?
By calling into every radio show, every TV show.
He's a smart businessman. He's a smart businessman.
You know, he gave away over 1 million hats. Just gave them away. Okay? I mean, you know, you have people walking around with Trump on your shirt and Trump on your hats, and he's got bobble dolls, you know, out there, and he's got pens that you click and it says, you know, I'm the greatest president, or I'm going to build a great wall or whatever, you know, and you know, he knows how to keep his name and everything else in front of the public, you know.
Yeah. But Mike, let me say this. Another thing, when you interrupted me earlier, Trump also said any country that refuses to take back an illegal immigrant that we send, say we have an illegal immigrant here who committed murder and we want to deport them back to, say, Mexico, Trump will sign an executive order refusing any more visas to that country. That is huge. That is huge. That means if Mexico refuses to take back their people who came over here illegally, Trump will refuse to allow any Mexicans to come over here legally. That is huge. And people are saying, oh, that's going to create a war. Blah, 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 blah. Listen, the United States is the largest superpower in the world. We can have the capability, the know-how, and it's time to, like Ronald Reagan, it's time to say, like he said to Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And he had no choice but to tear it down. And let me tell you, like Donald Trump says, we're going to build a wall. And you know what? You Mexicans that want to come over here with your drugs and your crime on our southern borders, it's going to stop, and you're going to pay for that wall. And you Ford Motor Company, you Honda Motor Company, any manufacturing plants in this country, you want to go to Mexico so you can hire workers for $2 an hour? I'm going to put a tariff on your products, 35%. How's that sound? So you better keep the jobs in America. I like that. I like that. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely right. And just to let you know, they're just trying to get a call. So he's probably trying to get into the program.
Okay, I'll patch him. I'll try to patch him back through. I got his number on the board. So I'm calling him now as we speak. I'll go ahead and try to patch him back through because he is a supporter.
He wanted
so
to be
everyone just. Yeah, just everyone, please hold for a second. I'm trying to patch him back through, so I'll give him one more shot here. I'm calling him now.
He's probably talking to my voicemail, no doubt.
Okay, we might have gotten him.
But to my brother Joey, go ahead,
Mike. Continue talking. We can hear you.
You have the right idea, but the only thing is, I wouldn't want millions and millions of people like you, because then Trump would have lost. Correct.
Who are you directing this to?
Joe and Sebastian
back on the line, guys.
Common sense would tell
you
that.
All right, I'm muted. Go ahead. Go ahead, guys. I got you back on the line, Joe from Florida. I got you muted. I'll connect you in a minute. I got Vic Banker and Mike talking right now. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, no, I'm not scolding anybody for anything. I'm just saying that, you know, if we had millions of people that the same view as my brother did, Trump would have lost. You know. And,
what do you mean by that? What do you mean? View is that, Mike? If you don't mind me asking.
The deal that, you know, I'm on the fence and so I'm not voting.
you know, and, you know, what I'm trying to say is that if you don't vote, then the candidate you really want is lost. You know, if millions and millions of people did that, Trump would have not have won. He would have lost. But, you know, I'm just saying that.
Saying is Bitbanker should have contributed to participate in this conversation. I mean, he got who he wanted, but why not take a walk to the poll or a drive to the poll and cast your vote, right?
Well, right, but, you know, that's his decision. He might not be able to get to the polls. You know, he might not have a vehicle to do it. But you know what I'm saying is that, you know, if people just said, "Ah, the heck with it," I'm staying home. Trump would not be our president.
I didn't vote for the same reason exactly what you're saying. That what you're saying does make common sense. But in politics, there is no common sense. Going back to what I said before and what Trump said, which are facts, that it's rigged. I believe it was rigged. I believe they rigged Hillary's vote to make it look like she was going to win. And you know what? They crapped their pants because it came out as a Trump. Now, what you're saying, like I said, makes sense, but things don't always make sense. And I'm not willing to stick my neck out there far enough yet for these politicians. I'm just not. Because what I found over my lifetime is none of them do what they say. Not a one of them does what they say. Sometimes they don't even try. Go ahead, Mike.
But you got to give somebody a chance sometime, don't you? I mean, you know, if it wasn't for somebody, you know, giving somebody a chance when they came in to get a job, you know, the person would have never became the CEO of that company. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I am giving Trump a chance, and I said it from the onset. I am giving Trump a chance. Let's see how he does, and I'll vote for him next time. If he does 25% of what he says, I'll sign up and vote for him next time. I don't trust these people in Washington D.C.
But Joe, just like I'm saying, if millions of people took your stance on things, you know, on Tuesday, there wouldn't be a next time. He would have lost.
Well, that's not necessarily true because do you think I'm the only one that didn't vote when I would have voted for Trump? That other people are like me that would have voted for Hillary that don't vote? So I think it's sort of a toss-up there as well, and that's my opinion.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, he lost by a million something on the popular vote side, okay? And, you know, if a couple million people would have took the same avenue as you did, she would have had a couple million more than what he would have. And that's all I'm trying to say. I'm not scolding you for not voting.
Well,
that's
right. No, I understand that. Well, first of all, you see, we don't even know how the election process works. I don't. Now we know we go out there and we vote, and the electors, the 538 of them or whatever, are supposed to follow the popular vote, but there's no law that says they have to. And in three times in history, they haven't. And the electoral vote doesn't come till the third Wednesday or something in December. So you know, what's the deal with that? Do we even know how it really works?
Yeah, I don't. You're right. I don't know. I don't know how that works either.
So what I'm saying, on December 19th, what if we get a number of crooked politicians that decide to change their mind?
Well, then we're all going to go lie on the street and cry.
Hang on. I want to get another caller in here. She wanted to get in. Deborah Lewis here. Hopefully we can get her on the line. I hope so. We're dialing her number now. And hopefully we can get her on the line. Then I want to connect Joe and Sebastian Florida after this, if she'll answer. She commented on Facebook saying Trump isn't even taking a paycheck. He won't even take the presidential paycheck. Okay, you go ahead and do that, Bet Banker. Call completed. Hang on, I'm going to connect her right now. I think I got her. This is Deborah Lewis. Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, how you doing? We're talking about Trump, and you just posted something on Facebook saying Trump won't even take a paycheck. And what other president has done that?
Right, or is going to do that.
Who did you support in the election?
I got back
feed. Hillary or Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Okay, and Elizabeth Rondo's on the line, too. She voted for Trump. And tell me, why? What do you think Trump's going to do different from any other president? And you just made a great point. He doesn't want to be paid. He doesn't want to be paid.
Right. Plus, what he's going to do, or what he says he's going to do, he's already started working on some of it. I mean, like the gun control and everything, he's already started. He's not going to do, everybody's going to have the right to bear arms. He's not taking that away. He has to do with the amendments. He's already doing all
that.
He's going to do away with Obamacare, thank God.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know. And like I said, not taking a paycheck, come on. No other president's going to do that.
And Mike, just for the record, I lost Joe in Sebastian, Florida again. I don't know what the problem is with his number. I had him connected. I don't know why he keeps hanging up, but
I kept getting disconnected from you, too.
Oh, you were? Okay, so maybe
it
could be Blog Talk Radio. I mean, they've got so many damn pop-up ads that pop up on people, and they're probably, because this is a popular show, and we've got people from all over the country listening tonight. And I got a couple of people in England actually listening. But Elizabeth Rondo checked in with us tonight. She said she voted for Trump, and I never heard her talk like that before. So, obviously, we need a change in this country, a real change.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really believe Trump is going to change things? And if
I do.
You do believe that, in what way?
Mm-hmm. Because he's bold, he's blunt, and he doesn't care what people say or think.
There you go. All right, well,
it's just like,
I got Mike from Wisconsin. Mike from Wisconsin, if you want to ask Debbie here from Reidsville, a question, go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's like, of course I'm a Packer fan. Debbie, you're a Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Vince, the head of the Packers there. Nobody said a cross word to him because, he'd bite their head off. And, that's what Debbie's trying to say, that Trump isn't going to take any BS. I mean, if you don't like it, there's the door. Next.
Yeah, that's right.
What we need to do is pray for his safety. His safety.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of whack jobs out there who are going to take a pot shot at him, just like they did Reagan. Look, I was a kid during the Reagan years, and I remember, though, and I played back a lot of videos, even on this show, what Reagan used to talk about. Look what they did to him. Now, look what they did. I don't know if you guys remember or not. Maybe you do. John F. Kennedy.
John
F. Kennedy. They blew his head off because he was against the establishment.
You're right. But the thing of it is, look at all these people who are protesting now. Did we all do that when Obama got elected? No.
Exactly.
It's so childish.
Exactly.
The problem The problem is we slapped America in the face. We slapped Obama in the face by having Trump.
We slapped the liberal dumb yuppies in the face. That's what we did. And Bit Banker wants to get in on the conversation, so we'll get him on real quick.
Okay.
And we got about 15 minutes left, so go ahead.
I just called back and pressed one, so I'd be in queue. That's all. I'll sit here on mute and listen. I just want to let everybody know that Hillary was aborted before delivery.
She is a criminal, and if any of us did what she did, we'd be sitting in a federal prison right now.
Oh, yeah.
you know? I mean, come on.
Yep.
But anyway, Trump, I laid out Trump's plan in the beginning of the show, what he's going to do during the first day about illegal immigration. These Mexicans running around doing the jobs that other Americans should be doing. And yes, I understand that the Mexicans are doing the jobs that lazy Americans won't do. But guess what? If we get rid of these Mexicans that are here illegally, these Americans will have to do those jobs. They will have to do them. So this could be a wake-up call for America. We saw a revolution on Tuesday. We saw the New World Order be defeated on Tuesday. We've seen it. Because Hillary Clinton is a part of the establishment. She's been in politics for 30 freaking years. And she's done nothing for us. Nothing.
That's nothing.
And now we've got someone who has never written a policy, created a law, signed off on a law, who is now our president of the United States. This is historic. Historic. He's not a politician. he ran a TV show, for God's sake.
Yeah, and he has all the money he needs to do what he needs to do.
So it's up to us as the people to let Trump know we're behind him. Hey, he's not going to answer you, but I know someone out there is going to read it. Send them an email. Send them a phone call. Leave a voicemail message. Next week on this show, or when he gets inaugurated, I called his campaign office on this show, I believe, when he first started running and tried to get a press pass to his rally in Greensboro, North Carolina. Let's call him. Leave voicemail messages. Let his constituents know we're out here and what we want done. He says he's going to work for the people. He says he's going to do it.
Yeah, and we'll see when he gives all those credits for the people who are working, the moms and dads who have to use daycare and child care. He's supposed to be helping. Let's see.
Look at Obamacare. Look at Obamacare. The premiums are on your health insurance that's going to go up. Repeal and replace that. And what's so important, he's going to appoint a Supreme Court judge. That will rule in the conservative favor, which is so damn important. Because let me tell you, that means we're going to keep our guns rights. We're going to keep our health care rights because they're going to repeal Obamacare. And that's why they were in there in the office so long, like you said, Deborah Lewis. They were in there, and Joe and Mike, they were in there arguing. Because Trump said, I'm not putting up with this shit. I'm the president. And I'm going to lay down the law, and we're going to let the people decide.
And we have Republicans backing him.
Yeah.
And you have
a Republican Senate and a Republican House. There's no reason why he can't get done what he wants done. This is a monumental thing that's happening right now. Like Ronald Reagan. Like the 1980s, when times were good, we have another chance. We have what I talked about and I argued about with Dr. Ventura on his show, if you remember correctly. We have an awakening. We have an awakening here. And God has given us or has allowed us to have an awakening. And we can change things. It's up to us now to continue the fight. These stupid-ass liberals, these dumb yuppies who think we owe them everything for free instead of going out and working for it, we can change that. We can change that.
What we need now is for Tone to call back in and tell us, well, you know, about Hillary.
Oh, boy.
The reason he's not calling in is probably he's sitting down in his basement crying, you know.
I think he was a closet faggot. What do you think, Mike?
I think he's climbing the Swiss Alps. That's what I think.
Hey, Mike. Why we got everybody on the line? Mike, tune in to TRS, the other Block Talk show. Mike, You heard how they talked about me. Remember, Mike, that night? Remember how they talked about Joe Gibson and his show? How they slandered me and said, this guy is a racist. This guy is blah, blah, blah. He's remember, Mike? You remember?
Yeah.
Did you listen to Hillary's concession speech? She even mentioned
people. Did she talk about me?
That, no, but she mentioned people who post in the blogs and on the social networks in secret and in private. It just goes to show you that you can't trust them because it's a put-up deal. It's a put-up deal.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
You know what
it's
happened?
True.
You know what happened in the White House with Obama and Trump? Obama kept drawing a line in the rug, and Trump kept crossing it.
Yeah. I want to tell you this right now. Like Talk Real Solutions, the other blog talk radio show host that's out there who hates me, who says I'm a racist and I'm a scumbag, and they block me and ban me from their show. I want to say this right now. You know, you lost. You lost tonight. Donald Trump is going to set this country straight. And you 5%ers out there, you Muslims who want to blow people up in this country, you racists, you are the racists. You are the scumbags. You are the dirtbags who are bringing this country down. You liberal scumbags. That's what you are. You are liberal scum. And I will say this on this show. These liberal scumbags, they have no work ethic, they have no gumption, they have no future, they have no history or belief in history. And I'm telling you right now, those of you that are my supporters, this Talk Real Solution, hey, we had a sergeant on my show, if you remember, a former police officer on this show we had last month, Basarge. He goes on Talk Real Solutions, and he came on this show and told us the real facts about his life. He's a former military man and a former police officer, retired. He put the facts out there. These rioters out there who are destroying property, like down in Charlotte, North Carolina, the people who blocked intersections in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I'm at, you should be ashamed of yourself, people. You are the scum of this society. And now we have a commander-in-chief in this country who is going to set things right. It's time for unity. It's time to grow up. It's time to understand each other and grow and have education. Stop believing what the New World Order is teaching you. Stop. Stop it. And I invite anyone onto this program, and I always have an open floor in my chat rooms, on the open call lines like I do tonight. All you got to do is call 657-383-0616, press 1, and you'll be live on the line. And I always allow everyone to have a voice. And Mike, you brought it up, Tone. Where's Tone? My liberal freak, the phony baloney queer, who got so upset when I criticized the Orlando shooting. Where is Tone? You know, where is he? You know, lurking out there maybe, calling in a private number to be a crank caller? I don't know. But anyway, before we wrap it up tonight, unless we get some other callers who want to call in, I've got people all over the place here who are on the line. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you for voting for Donald Trump. Deborah Lewis, go ahead. Give your closing arguments tonight. Give your closing sayings. I'll let Bitbanker from Meredith, Connecticut, and Mike, unless I get someone else who wants to press 1, because I'm starting to lose my voice here. go ahead, Deborah Lewis, you're first.
I just support Trump in whatever he decides to do. And I think the country needs to come together and support him.
As long as it's constitutional. As long as it's constitutional, right?
Right, right. Okay. And it will be, because he's already showing that. You know, he's already showing it with the gun control and everything. He's going by what the Second Amendment said. He's doing everything you're supposed to be doing by the Constitution.
Yeah, what he's doing is he's putting people that are smarter than him in positions that they know expertise about. You know,
right.
He's not picking John Kerry as Secretary of State. You know, the guy probably couldn't open an envelope. You got to give him credit that, you know, he says he loves America and he says he's doing this because he wants to make America great. Well, I haven't seen anything otherwise come out of him other than, you know, move forward, be positive, positive, positive. You got to give somebody a chance that says they're going to try their best.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. All these people out there rioting and everything, just grow up. You know, they didn't do it when Obama. I mean, we didn't do it when Obama got elected. So just why do it for Trump?
That's right. And to the people in the chat room, you know, listen, if you want to call in, you're welcome, too. I see people, they type in, they may be scared to call in because other blog talk shows ban callers and they don't allow callers. And folks, my supporters, we need to reach out to these guests. I just saw someone who said good evening in the chat room. And what they do is they log off then right away. Because a lot of these blog talk shows, like Talk Real Solutions, which is a 5%er Muslim, black, racist, Black Panther racist show, Tyrone, who lives on the coast of North Carolina. What's his name? Richard? I believe Richard. I got to get his last name. I need to go to my intelligence, my emails there. You know who I'm talking to. I need that information again. And Black Jesus Minister knows who they are, too. He was on this program. These racists, these 5%ers who hate white people, They what they do is they insult people when they call into their shows. And there's a lot of other blog talk shows that do that also. But my show does not do that. I welcome all onto this program. And I've proven it. Just listen to the archive. But
you know what?
Go ahead, Mike.
I would be interested in knowing what the Indians, who the Indians would have voted for. And the Native Americans, you know?
Obviously, a lot of people came out.
The Native Americans, what's their opinion? We all forget about the Native Americans, don't we?
Yeah,
right.
Because, you know, they're usually got common sense and they're grounded and everything. You know, I just, it'd be interesting to find out what they think of this. What's their opinion, you know?
Yeah, and to the person in the chat room that just typed, if I'm the host, yes, that's me. I am the host of the show. So if you're interested in coming on or if you just want to stay in the chat room, that's fine. Your opinion is watched. I am the host of the program. This is Joseph Gibson. I'm the host. And the show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And I welcome everyone. It doesn't matter what your opinion is, even if you disagree with me. Hey, I'm not going to hang up on nobody, okay? And I'm not going to block anyone from a chat room. I'm not like other blog talk shows. And trust me, when I get off of here, I'm going to be on another blog talk show. I'll probably go to the Captain Show. I'll go to a couple other shows. I may go to TRS and argue with them tonight because that's what I do. Because you know what? People's voices need to be heard. It's important for everyone's voice to be heard because if everyone's voices are muted, we don't get the truth, okay? And just to address the person in the chat room that typed in, and we got many guests in the chat room too, and I've got about 30 callers on the line. I've got three that are live. He says first-time listener. That's good. Hey, that's fine. We broadcast on Sundays, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're welcome. Share your story. Call in. And that goes for all the many guests. I know guests aren't allowed to type into the chat room. They have to be logged in. And Bridget Pruitt typed in tonight.
And she's always welcome, of course. We know that. And, of course, Bitbanker, he's a supporter of the program. But Shadow Warrior, you're always welcome. Call in or just stay in the chat room. We broadcast Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You agree, you disagree, it doesn't matter. But Deborah Lewis, real quick, I'm getting short on time here. Thanks for your call tonight. What's your opinion? What do you see from Trump in the future? Do you see him fixing what the damage that Obama has done, or do you see him being another lying politician?
I don't see him as being a liar. I see him as attempting to fix everything Obama took apart. Not just Obama, but presidents before Obama. It didn't start with just Obama. I mean, the whole country was in a mess with through Bush, Clinton, and everything. He's got years to straighten out, and he's not going to be able to do it in one term. But I see if he does things positively and he continues to do positively and he continues to speak for the American people, I see him doing another term.
Well, there you go. There you go. Hey, and this is a woman, a middle-aged woman, who the media said Donald Trump.
No.
Right?
I want to jump
that's
from the very beginning.
The media. That's where you get the truth here in alternative media. You get the truth in alternative media. And we heard from Elizabeth Rondo earlier from Yaleville, Connecticut, who voted for Trump. Mike, a retired dairy farmer from the state of Wisconsin. Give me your closing thoughts, unless I get some new callers here on the line, and then I've got a couple others I want to get to. But, Mike, go ahead, give me your closing thoughts.
Well, I'm really glad that there is a show like this. It would be nice to hear the opposite side. I'm not saying that you're wrong for voting for Hillary, but I'd like to know why. There hasn't been one person able to tell me why they're voting for Hillary. You know, give me something of substance. You know, just not because she's been there for 30 years.
That's right. And Mike, and like I said, Mike, this show, we have Christina England. She was a guest on this program. She lives in England, the country of England. Isn't that weird? Her name is Christina England, and she lives in England. And then I have my friend in Germany, and he sent me an email earlier. He said he couldn't tune in tonight, but they're happy over in Germany that Trump won. They're happy. So if the world is happy that Trump won and a majority of Americans are happy that Trump won, then what the hell are we arguing about? Let's support the man, see what he does, see what policies he creates, and like I said, email him. Call into shows like this. Fox News doesn't want to hear what you have to say, folks. CNN doesn't want to hear what you have to say, but shows like this. And not just my show. There's other alternative media shows out there. You got The Captain. You got my friend, Dr. Ventura, in Imperial Beach, San Diego, California, on Enterprise Media that will listen to you. Alternative media is where you're going to find the truth. But, Big Banker, before we got to wrap it up, I lost Joe and Sebastian Ford. I apologize for that. Big Banker, go ahead. Give me your final thoughts.
I think Trump is going to have a very difficult time to start. But being the person that he is, you know, like when Joe Biden, he says he's going to put on the gloves, you know, Trump's going to come back. Yeah, I'll get him in the ring. That's what I'm going to do. It may take him a couple years, but he'll set them all.
Hey, someone's got an echo, and someone complained in the chat room. I'm not going to say who, but someone with the echo, please. It's disrupting people listening, please.
There are 330 million people in America. Obama and Hillary wanted to bring in 600 million immigrants. 600 million, double what the population is already. it's a good thing that she didn't get it. Why would you vote for Hillary? Well, if you wanted to make a corrupt foundation, if you wanted to get money from other countries, if you wanted to steal and lie to Congress and get away with things from the FBI, if you want everything for free, you'd vote for Hillary or Colonel Sanders. Borders. Our country needs borders to keep these kind of things from happening. We need culture. We don't walk around with our pants hanging down below our ass. And you know what? Men are men and women are women, and sometimes men speak a little bit differently, but that's the way we are. And that's the way it should be, and that's enough for tonight.
No, I agree. We set a mouthful tonight. We really did, and like I said, we broadcast on Sundays and Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 657-383-0616. You can listen, or you could press the number 1, and I'll patch you through. If you got a story to share, hey, if you want to argue with me, that's okay, too. I don't mind. You know, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do, you know, it's up to you. I allow everyone a voice on this program. I'm not like other blog talk radio shows where I'm going to tell you to hang up and patch you through or try to disrespect you. Because trust me, I know. I've been through other blog talk shows, and I don't think what they do is very respectful at all. You know, they advertise their show and they allow people to listen, and then when people call in, they disrespect them. I don't like that, and I attack those shows, and one of those shows is Talk Real Solutions. I'll name them. I ain't got a problem with that, and there's several others out there, you know, because without your voice, without you participating in the chat room, without you participating on the call line, there is no show. I could talk to myself all night long with one listener. What good is that going to do? But this show has listeners all around the country. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid. No one's going to criticize you. You know, if you want to press 1 and voice your opinion, I welcome your opinion. I promise I welcome your opinion. Okay? Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Joe. One thing that would be really nice if I wasn't able to go because of my health, but I'd like to find somebody that went to a Trump rally. I'd like to say, you know, see how they were treated. See, you know, what the mood really was, you know, and, you know, get a little in-depth of, you know, how his rally really went. Because, you know, you get 30,000 people and you stick him in a room. I mean, it's pretty easy for Tempers to flare, I would think.
But, well, that's, you know, right, Mike. I was actually we did this, Mike. Actually, I don't think you were on at that time. I went to the Greensboro rally, and at that time, Bernie Sanders was a factor, and the Bernie supporters showed up and started chaos at the Trump rally, and this was in Greensboro on Holden Road and Gate City Road in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum, and that's when I left because I don't get involved in those riots or, you know, scuffles and stuff. I'm not going to argue with people, you know. I just don't think it's worth it. I think people who want to fight each other over stuff like this, it's irrelevant. It's not right. We're not going to plunge this country into a civil war. If we do, you don't understand the destruction that will happen, or the devastation, and the people that will be hurt. Even your own friends will be hurt. And I've been to Restore America Plan meetings. I remember I had the Republic on here a few months ago. We had the Republic. We had America's Remedy on here. And we spoke about these meetings. And, you know, they talked about this. They had the military on board. When Obama was elected the second time around, they had the military on board to have a military coup. And they said, these are the numbers. There will be an 80% casualty rate in this country if we were to have a civil war again. Nobody wants that, man. Nobody wants to see kids die, mothers die, fathers die. For what? you know? Come on, man. Think about it. Think about it. Anyway, like I said, if you want to participate tonight, you're more than welcome. If not, I'm going to start wrapping up the show. All you got to do is press the number one, call in, 657-383-0616. Mike, did I give you your last words tonight? If I did, then I apologize. Mike, go ahead. If you want to talk about tonight's show, go ahead, and we'll start wrapping it up.
I think you kind of did, Joe, but, you know, it's really nice to be able to hear other people's opinion because, you know, we have our opinion, but, you know, I'd like to talk to somebody that actually shook Donald Trump's hand or met him in person.
Disagrees with him. Look, the fact of the matter is Donald Trump is our next president of the United States. What are we going to do? Are we going to have gridlock in government again? Or are we going to work together and fight together to achieve the policies that are work best for us as a people and a country? What are we going to do? Up to us. And that's why I said send them an email. Call in. We'll do it on this show, folks. Hey, listeners out there, you want me to call the White House? Type me a message. Send me an email. I'll call the White House on this program and talk to a constituent. Yeah, we're not going to get through to the president. Come on. We know that. I'm not fooling myself, and I'm not trying to trick you. But our message could be heard. It will trickle down. And we've done this on this program. We spoke to the former president of Canada on this program about crimes being committed against humanity in China. That was a big show. So, look, what I'm trying to say is all the people, the guests in the chat room, the guests online tonight, those who hung up, I apologize if you got disconnected by accident. I really do. I'll look into it. But we really got to work together here. Because the last 8 years has done nothing for us. Abomination has done nothing. People could say, well, Obama did this. So what has Obama done to make your life better as an American? What? Gas prices are a little bit lower? I'll concede to that. Okay. They're about a little bit lower than when George Bush was president. Okay. About food prices, relatively the same. Your property taxes, they've gone up a little bit. Your wages, the same. You know, interest rates, they've gone up a little bit. The fact of the matter is, has your life become better than 8 years ago? If you say no, then we need a change. If you say yes, then we made a mistake electing Donald Trump. I can guarantee you, a lot of you out there are not better off than what you were 8 years ago. And that's a fact, Jack. But, Mike, I got to wrap it up. Big Banker, go ahead real quick. I got 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then I got to wrap it up.
I have a quick fact that's been going around. I've heard it twice in the past 2 or 3 days. And what's been going around is what they're trying to get out there and get word out there is that the United States is no longer the reserve currency of the world. That's not the truth.
I don't buy that.
Thing.
I'll research it. We'll address this on the next show.
The fact is, the more times you tell a lie, the more people will believe it. But that's all I wanted to put out there. Everybody have a good evening.
All right. Thanks for Deborah Lewis calling in, checking in with us tonight. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you so much. Elderly woman, lives on her retirement pension, lived a long life, grew up during the 1930s. Her opinion matters. Very important. Mike, retired dairy farmer in the Midwest, the state of Wisconsin. Your opinion is important. As always, I wish I could have got Joe and Sebastian Florida on here, retired military man, retired Air Force. We know we had Dr. Ventura listening for a little while, Navy vet. His wife works for VFW. So we got a lot of important people listening to this program, folks. If you want to be heard, this is the show to do it. Just call in. Doesn't matter the subject or topic. You will be heard, I promise. Anyway, God bless everyone. Tune in Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless. Take care. Good night.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at him at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were going to fall so fast. We had an explosion, and we are demanding that we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening to Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. Everyone is welcome on this program, always. You got a story to share, you got something you want to talk about, all you got to do is listen in on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 657-383-0616 to listen, or press 1 and you will be heard, I promise. blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. God bless everyone. Good night. Take care.